Welcome back to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. I am Josh Zinke. Jay-Z Radio is what you know me on Twitter. You can find me there. The M Zone Twitter, I used to run that one. Jamie wanted it back. I don't know how to run that one. He changed the password. So if you write me on the M Zone, guess what? There's nothing I can do for you. No one's answering that right now.
He's a sucker.
So if you get Jay-Z Radio is where to talk to me at. M Zone Twitter not working right now. Miz, where can they find you on the Twitter?
At the Miz on Air.
At the Miz on Air on Twitter. I saw you after the game talking. You were Derek Hutchinson. You're talking with him back and forth.
Yep, him and I were kind of chit chatting back and forth, and we kind of all kind of figured it out. And Tonio is plugged into the wrong headset adapter over there.
That's fine. That works.
Tonio is a selfish man. He's plugged into the wrong one.
He's a Michigan State fan. All right, and then
he's
also
in the Ring of Honor.
Also joining us, we'll give him a second. It is Ron. You heard last week. He's back on the playground.
Check 1-2.
No, that was Anthony last week.
You weren't here last week?
I was not.
Okay, well, Ron, welcome back.
Thank you.
Ron, your last name is?
Devine.
And your middle name, Jeremy.
There you go.
Ron Jeremy Devine is in here with us. Tonio, that's the only name he has. He doesn't have a Twitter. Ron, do you have a Twitter?
I do.
How many followers do you have?
The people in this room.
All right, that works for us.
Yep.
Jacob Babbitt, you can talk to him about his brother and how Jacob did not work last week.
Oh.
And because of that, Michigan lost its football game. Jacob, where can they yell at you on Twitter?
They can yell at me at Jacob_Babbitt.
All right, this is a playground every Sunday from 10 to 11.
No, Tonio don't have a bad one either, by the way. But you can tweet at him at WTK_playground.
That is true. I still can run that one. That still actually works.
Yeah, there you go.
So Michigan wins yesterday. Ron, are you pumped about the W?
Yeah, a win's a win, right?
That's what I say, yeah. No matter how, yes. It's easy to look after the game if you don't watch the game and be like, hey, they won. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Did you watch any of the game yesterday? I know you were busy.
I caught some of it, yes.
And they moved to 2-1 in the Big Ten. They're fourth right now behind Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan State, 4-0, then 2-3-0 teams. But Michigan right now standing in fourth in the Big Ten. So 27 teams right now either have zero or one loss in the whole all of Division One. That's USF, UCF, Miami, TCU, Penn State, Wisconsin. Those are your Big Ten. And then the SEC has Georgia and Bama. 8 teams right now only that don't have a loss whatsoever. 19 more that have won, including Michigan. So is this a good thing for Michigan to see some of these losses, this week? And the top 25, only 15-7. Top 25 fared 15-7. And not one top 25 team played each other, right? I do believe. Well, yeah. There's a few that played near the bottom. But 15-7, bad week for the top 25. This helps Michigan, right? I'm saying this right? Am I getting right?
I don't think
you're
wrong.
Give me Jamie Morse right.
Right.
Thank you.
I don't think you're wrong. I mean, a lot of the, the top 10 really got, they got sidetracked for the most part. I mean, number 10 lost, number 2 lost on Friday, number 8 lost as well on Friday. You had some Washington lost late last night, in case anyone missed that one.
Right.
Georgia, even though they beat Missouri, they shouldn't have given out 28 points. But, I mean, for being the week of Friday the 13th, the top 10 and the top 25 as a whole just did not look good.
All right. Ron, your thoughts. Yeah?
Yeah, I think it does help Michigan in a sense. And I think, again, it's college football on any given Saturday, Friday, weekend. You have no idea what's going to happen. And so you pick up a win. You keep yourself where you want to be. And one loss right now is looking okay. And so keep on chugging because next week is going to be another big test for this squad.
All right. Tonio, your thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with everything that's said. They're spot on.
All right, so, Jacob, I don't care. Let's look at it. So, if Clemson's not going to get into the Final Four, who do we put in there from the ACC? If Clemson's still going to have that chance?
Yeah, I think Clemson still has a shot. I mean, they had that shot last year. I mean, they lost to Pitt last year. They still found a way to get in did they end up going in as a 2 seed? Or were they a 3 seed?
No.
I believe they were a 2 seed.
Yeah, because they were 2 because they played Ohio State, and obviously we all remember that Ohio State lost 31-0.
Zero. They didn't score a point.
What up, Columbus? And I mean, that's the thing. It's like if you can run the table, if you can run the gambit, you can still get in with one loss. Hell, this could be the year we can get a 2-loss team to get into the Final Four.
Ooh, you like that? I like that.
There's a potential.
I'll give you that.
All right, so that means Michigan only with that one loss. Yes, it's a team that none of us thought would be around here. Yes, we're all wrong. But you know what, Penn State comes up. Does the narrative change if Michigan beats Penn State?
What narrative?
The narrative is that we can shock the world and we're going to the playoff.
I don't want to jump too quickly because Penn State's going to be the big – if they win, then, yeah, I think the discussion comes back again that Michigan still has a shot to get into the Final Four.
So the host on this station, two of the three of them will stop talking bad, stop putting down Michigan?
I think that you should. I think two of the three should. One of them being a sucker. The other one is still probably down in Bloomington with his bachelor party.
Yep. Those are the suckers I'm talking about. Ron, your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Penn State is going to say a lot. You know, if we're looking at how they played against Indiana, a win is a win. There's a lot still to correct. The penalties are very concerning to me. At some point, something's got to give here. And so 16 in Indiana, I don't think you can have 16 penalties at Penn State.
I want more, Ron. I know you were listening on your way in here.
Yeah.
In the limo, in the back of the limo, and I said, they need more. I want chippy teams. I want them fired up. I want them all rapping on the sideline, doing seat dancing like Gary was.
Turnovers and penalties are things, in my opinion, that do alter a game. And when you're playing top-quality talent, you have to minimize that. And so against Penn State, I'm looking for a cleaner football game from this Michigan squad.
I want someone kicked out of that Penn State game. Tonio, your thoughts?
And if we beat Penn State, will we be eligible? Yeah, I think we will because, you know, today, coming out later today, will be the rankings, and Penn State will either be number two or number three. And so going into the game, they'll be a top three team. If we beat them, I think we'll then be in the conversation. But I also think that we'll still have to beat Ohio State. I don't think that we could just be one of them and be considered.
Very good answer there. Jacob Babbitt, you have thoughts on this?
See, I do think they have a chance, but it's going to be tough. Now, mind you, college football, if college sports have taught us anything, upsets happen. They're going to come and right each week.
Why you lie?
But you've also got Wisconsin and Ohio State and Penn State.
And Rutgers.
All in front of Michigan currently. So you've got to have all four of them lose. You got to have Michigan jump, or you got to have all three of those. Excuse me. You got to have them lose and Michigan jump. So it'd be tough. It can happen, but they got to have a lot go their way, I think.
All right. So let me ask you this, and then we'll get to everyone's favorite segment: winners and losers. Will Michigan beat Penn State next week? Jacob, I ask you first.
I don't think they will.
Okay.
I think. You know, it's going to be a ruckus environment. It's tough to play, and it's tough to win in Happy Valley at night. Offensively, I think there's just too much. You know, I just think they're going to struggle a little bit too much. And you know, Penn State's got explosive playmakers. They've got the Heisman front runner right now. If the defense doesn't lock down and play their best game of the year, which will say something, I don't think Michigan wins this game.
Tonio, your thoughts, win or loss?
I think it'll be really, really close, but I think Penn State is going to want revenge after what we did to them last year. So at this point, I think Penn State might win.
Ron, your thoughts?
Michigan win in a defensive battle. They make a statement in Penn State. I like them.
Miz, you're next.
Yep, I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now that Thursday and Friday, the host of the midday show here, he's going to be a sucker and he's not being a sucker. He's heading out to Arizona to visit his parents. So the two producers of our midday show, we're going to see if we can try to get the...
It's you and what's the other guy's name?
I don't know. The 247 guy.
Steve Lorenz.
Yeah, Steve Lorenz. We're going to see if we can try to get the play-by-play guy from Penn State to come on for a little segment and want to see what we kind of get as far as like what the people of Penn State are thinking. Is everyone still pissed off about the 49-10 loss from last year?
You remember the score.
I do. trust me, I'm going to keep remembering that until the day I die. but I think this one is going to come down to the last play. I think it's going to come down to the last play like it was last week against Michigan State. And I don't want to upset the fans. I don't want to upset the faithful. But I think Penn State may have the edge in this one just by a small hair. I think Penn State wins this one just by one possession, though.
All right. I think Michigan can win. I do believe that. I believe, yes, the defense is going to have to be totally stopping everything. It's going to be hard to do. But can they do it? I think they can. Then the offensive side, obviously the broken plays by Indiana, stop Higdon, we won't see that many of them. I think it's going to be, you're not going to have that over under 40. It's going to be a very close game. I think Michigan can do it. All right, let's go to winners and losers. You guys all have one? Ron, you have one?
I do.
All right, good. Jacob, you're starting us off. Since I disrespected you and let you talk about some of these things, who's your winner?
First of all, I'm really impressed that Ron has got one because he literally just walked in the studio about five minutes ago.
Professional.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
He's gotta love it.
So my winner is going to be Pac-12 After Dark fans, people that watch the Stanford-Oregon game. Now, mind you, it was a blowout. I believe Stanford won 49-7. But fans got a little treat. I think there was a rabbit that ran onto the field and was running for touchdowns. It was one of the most exciting thing, probably the most exciting thing that happened that game.
Was it like the squirrel?
Yeah, it was exactly like it. They're, and they did a little side by side, and I thought that was pretty funny. So if you stayed up late and watched that, you got a good laugh. I think Tim Brando had some good calls on it, so you gotta like that.
All right, and your loser.
My loser is you, Josh Zinke.
Oh,
you.
Shots fired.
You took over for me last week, considering I was gone. Look what happened. Michigan took an L. Josh Zinke is 0-1 this year. I am 5-0 in producing. Come on, man.
Come on, man.
All right.
Josh Zinke is my loser.
All right. Who are you passing it to?
We'll throw the torch over to, we'll go to Ron.
Oh, you my man.
Ron, who is your winner?
My winner has to be Syracuse. It just has to be. No one had them beating
Who's
Clemson.
House?
Come on. And so congratulations to Syracuse football getting that win against Clemson, making things fun.
And your loser.
Loser has to be Auburn. Number 10, LSU. We all know who LSU has lost to this year. Mind you, I know LSU needed to make a statement, but Auburn losing to them was surprising to me. Auburn has to be my loser this week.
All right, Ron, throw it around.
Pick. All right, I'm going to send it to Tonio. Who is your winner?
My winner is going to be the California Golden Bears. They beat what was my winner last week, Washington State. This was a game at Cal at night on Friday. This is Washington State's first loss of the season, Cal's first Pac-12 win. Hats off to Cal.
And your loser?
My loser is the NCAA, because this week they found no major sanctions for North Carolina after, like, I don't know how many years it's been that they've been investigating the fake classes where students and athletes could sign up and basically just, like, write one paper for a term and get, you know, get a good grade and maintain eligibility. It's amazing because it just shows how the NCAA, when it comes to the issues that are serious with respect to their sort of legitimacy, when it's issues regarding, like, academic, you know, quality of education that the student athletes are getting, or the pay that the student athletes are getting, the NCAA are hypocrites. But when it's not serious things like Michigan stretching, then they'll bring down the hammer. In those kind of cases where it's like just frivolous little stuff, they'll bring down the hammer. But when it's stuff that actually matters, they just avoid it. And so they are my loser. All right, I'm going to send it to JC.
Oh.
Who is your winner?
My winner has to be Justin Verlander. Come on.
Okay.
Complete game. Gets a W for the Astros.
Give him a ring.
Let's go, Astros. Get that ring. We do need to get Cade Upton back. I don't know who on the Tigers team is.
Oh,
maybe
man.
Nick Castellanos. He just got married. But we need Cade Upton back here in Detroit.
I'm single, baby.
All right.
And
that's it.
Your loser.
Illinois. Come on. You lost to Rutgers. You know, this is where Red Grange went to school back in the early 1900s. Obviously, right now, I believe he is long gone. He is probably sad to ever say he ever went to Illinois. Mm. Sorry, Illinois. All right, Miz, your winner.
I'm going to take as my winner Minnesota State, because college hockey's back. I want to point that out right now.
Ooh.
College hockey's back. Minnesota State sweeps the number two team in the nation, Boston University, 3-0 in their final game. It's good to see college hockey back, obviously, this weekend. Michigan comes back to Yost. They take on Vermont in two games. It's the first home set under the Mel Pearson administration here at Yost. Get on out there and support the team. Let's just make some noise for Michigan hockey. They're coming back. Let's get it going.
Ooh, BU. Miz, you're a loser.
Anyone who decided to gamble this weekend on any of the top 25, I mean, Friday the 13th, you can definitely just wait to hear the Jason theme. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And Clemson losing, Washington State losing. I mean, you saw so many upsets this week. So, I mean, it's if you gambled on it and thought, oh, a lot of these are going to be blowouts or I'm going to get some wins, I'm going to get some money, and you lost money, you a sucker. You lost money. So people that bet on any of the games this weekend and are losing money and are pulling their hair out, well, guess what? You sucker. You decided to do it, and you're my loser.
All right. That does it for the playground. Coming up in just a few minutes, pregame of Lions as they take on
the New Orleans Saints.
That's Miz's team, so that'll be a big matchup for them. You've been listening to the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK, The Ticket.